Today I want to speak about Torah portion for this week, and also I want to speak about Brit HaHadashah portion. And as I'm doing always, I will not tell you anything new. Scriptures is a very old book. Probably you read it many times, so you know everything. But I want to remind you something. I want to stir your hearts. I want to stir your fire for the Lord. I want to speak about very important topics of the Torah portion and about very important topics of Brit HaHadashah portion. Actually, Yohanan chapter 15, one of the most powerful place for people who loosen the fire for the Lord. It's like medicine. If you would ask me, what should I drink to get fire from the Lord, I would tell you, read chapter 15 of John. Read it. Repeat it. Pray for it. Pray for yourself or yourself about it. So I want to start with the Torah portion. Leviticus chapter 25. The great portion speaks about year of Jubilee for Israel, in Israel. And this is very special year and a lot of meaning in it. But I want to touch one meaning, one of the most important meanings of this year, year of Jubilee, 50th year in Israel. During this year, it was the proclamation for all the children of Israel, freedom, blessing upon whole land, upon all the Israelites. Verse 10, and you are to consecrate the 50th year, proclaiming freedom throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It will be your well for you. You will return everyone to the land he owns, and everyone is to return to his family. Now I want to draw some picture for you. I will try with my limited, but I won't try it. Can you imagine 50th year, year of Jubilee? All the slaves, all the people who were in slavery, Israelites, should be released during this year. It was the year of joyful cry. It was the year of joy. I know that some people was very grave in this time because they should release people. In the same time, it was the year of checking the hearts of people there. Will you obey the Lord? Will you obey the rules from the Lord or not? It's not easy to give if it's belonging to you. It's not easy to release people if they own you something. But you remember, one of the main important topics of the scriptures is forgiveness. Forgive one another. Let's say together, forgive one another. Can you ask somebody who sits near you, do I supposed to forgive you? Your answer, you can answer if you want. Yes, you suppose. You should. And in the same time, it was the year of freedom. The Lord wants to tell to everyone, Israelites, my people, Jewish people, you are not slaves. You are my children. I want to proclaim the freedom for you. This was the amazing time. Amazing time. And not only freedom, but all the land became yours again. Can you imagine it? You came to your own place, and it's yours. It's yours. The Lord proclaimed freedom from slavery for all the sons of Israel in the year of Jubilee. All of them are now proclaimed free and equal. Can you imagine? Not only free. So you are free. I mean, you don't have anything, but you're free. But you're going home, and it's yours again. If you did mistakes, if you do something wrong, the Lord restoring your abilities. He restoring your in his position. You're coming home, it's yours, your home again. Forgiven and restored in their rights, every Jew has the same opportunities and rights. It's wonderful. It's beautiful time, beautiful, powerful. Freedom is a sweet feeling, especially for those who had to experience difficulties in lives. Jewish people who had to experience the slavery, they were joyful because they can experience the freedom again. Can you imagine? Often we appreciate something when we lose it. After it, we begin to appreciate. We live in America, and this is the free country. Sometimes too much freedom here. But it's country free, and sometimes for us it's hard to understand, even to think about people who don't have this freedom. Who don't have this freedom. People who have experienced some difficulties with breathing can tell us how good it is to breathe freely. While the rest of us even don't think about it. We're just breathing. It's just normal for us. So this is the same with freedom. The Lord gave freedom to His people. The Lord gave freedom to Israelites. You're free. I blessed you with freedom. You should be free. I want to ask the question for you. Please answer to yourself or to your neighbor, to your spouse, to anyone. What's the main reason why freedom has been given to Israelites? What's the main reason for the freedom? Why? What to do with this freedom? We live in a time when people are, you know, doing with the freedom everything. Sometimes people thinking, okay, I'm free, so what should I do? And they put themselves into every hole they can go. I mean, I'm free to do everything. No. Let's read a little bit later. Verse 18. Rather, you are to keep my regulations and rulings and act accordingly. If you do, you will be securely in the land. Let's say together, keep my regulations. And second, act accordingly. Yes, you're free. You have freedom. So what to do with this freedom? Where to go? Some people trying to find freedom in the sins, in the bad habits, but the freedom from the Lord here. Keep my regulations and act accordingly. Keeping, it's about our attitude, about our hearts, about our values in our life. What we value, what is our system of coordinates in our life? What is most precious for us? And the Lord is speaking to us, keep my regulations, keep my commandments, keep me in your hearts. And second, you know, keeping it's not enough. Do you know it? Act accordingly. Let's say together, act accordingly. I know the families when husbands and wives, they don't like to speak with each other. They can love each other with all their hearts, but until you will say it, it's very hard to understand. If you love, speak about it. If you keep the Lord's commandments, do it. Show it. Bless the people around you. And I want to read one more very interesting place. Last verse, chapter 25. The Lord speaking to the people of Israel. And, you know, our Lord, He has the humor. And, you know, His humor, very special, powerful. Verse 55. For to me the people of Israel are slaves. They are my slaves, whom I bought out of the land of Egypt. I am Adonai, your God. So the Lord told them, people of Israel, you are free, and you can go to your home, but remember, you are my slaves. You are free, but remember, you are my slaves. Remember that you belong to me, you're my belongings. I purchased you. I paid the great price for you. The one who has purpose, who fulfills his destiny, who is disciple and servant of the Lord, only those people are truly free. When you are going in your life, you're going to work, you're going to your family life, and when you are remembering it always, you're free. You get freedom from the Lord. He paid price for your freedom. He purchased you on the cross in Israel, in Jerusalem. But for what reason? Because you are His. You belong to Him. This girl agrees with me. You see, she's crying. She's trying to tell me, I agree with you. So I just want to tell you, this is so important, because when you have this in your heart, when you have this in your mind, it's always good to remind yourself about it. Because you are the servant of the Lord. Wherever you go, you're sitting here, you're the servant. You know, I know that some believers are kind of Shabbat believers. You know what it means, Shabbat believers? You know? They stop drinking Friday. This is one of the examples. Or they will start to be nice Friday evening with the family, to come on Shabbat and be nice. But this is not true. The Lord is looking in our hearts. The Lord is looking in deep inside of us. And it's good to hear the truth. It's good to hear the truth. Truth, it set us free. We are the servants of the Lord. He is our Lord. He is our master. It's not opposite. It's not opposite. You can't tell the Lord what he should do. You should listen to him, that he can tell you what you should do. This is right order. I want to read from the John 8, 31, 36, one of my favorite places in this gospel, this letter. 31st to 36, I want to read. And please take it to your hearts. Please take it to your hearts. Please be careful, listen careful. It's only me, but this is the word of the Lord. I will not judge you. I will not change your life. I can't. I'm the human. But the word of the Lord can change your life. It shows your life. So Yeshua said to the Judeans who had trusted him. So let's say together, Judeans who had trusted him. So who they are? What do you think? Judeans who had trusted him. Any ideas? Of course, Jews. Thank you for helping. And this is the great point. I don't think about it. But plus, Jewish people who had trusted him. People who trust in him. Let's say believers who said, we will follow you wherever you will go. He don't speak into the multitude around him. He don't speak into the people who are outside of the camp. He speak into the congregation, to the community, to people who sitting in the rows of his synagogue. He told them, if you obey what I say, then you are really my Talmidim. Wow, powerful. So just be believer is not enough. Something else. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They answered, we are the seed of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. Why? Because of the year of Jubilee. They had never been slaves. They were released every 50th year. Freedom and land theirs again, 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 and again. And they told him, what are you talking about? We are not slaves. We are a free nation. We have year of Jubilee. We have freedom. So what do you mean by saying if you will be set free? Yeshua answered them, yes, indeed. I tell you that everyone who practices sin is a slave of sin. Now a slave does not remain with the family forever, but a son does remain with it forever. It's great revelation. So to be the son of God. And you remember Yeshua, he not restored us as a people, but he also restored us as the sons and daughters of the Lord. He gave us opportunity to be sons and daughters. So if the son frees you, you will be really free. If the Son frees you, you will be really free. And I like this place. It's not only about knowledge. It's not about how much I know from the Scriptures. Knowledge is important. Read the Scriptures is important. It's first step. But it's also act. If you obey my words, if you obey my will, you will be free. And this is the way of freedom. Stay in truth. To know the truth. to do the truth, to act, to accomplish the will of God in your life. And this will lead you to freedom. Freedom in the Lord. Because sometimes some of the people who join the community of believers, they received deliverance from some of the sins. You know, some of the habits. And sometimes people are stopped in it, in the growth. And just continue to live the empty life. Life without even asking themselves, what Lord does want from my life personally? I quit drugs, I quit drink, I quit this and that. I'm a good person. Thank you, Lord. It's enough for me. Yes, it's not enough. It's only beginnings. Lord, what do you want for my life? What do you want for me? Why you save me? Why you touch my heart? Why you find me in this world? Why I'm living in Jacksonville? Why I'm here today at almost 12 o'clock? What I'm doing here? What do you have for me? These are wonderful questions for us. This condition of the heart is not freedom when people are thinking, you know, lightly about the will of God. It just looks like self-deception. This is, I want to go to chapter 15 because we don't have much time. And I want to read from these places. But before, I want to say a few words. The congregation that bears no fruit for the Lord is a club of good people who lead a healthy lifestyle and gather together for socialization. Without the will of God, without accomplishing the will of God, we're nothing. Let's think about it. Chapter 15. Before I will go to chapter 15 of John, I want to very briefly read from the Matthew 10:38. Very important place of scripture, very powerful. The Yeshua told unto his disciples, and anyone who does not take up his execution stake or cross and follow me is not worthy of me. The same idea which we read before. Follow me without taking cross or self-execution. What it means? Without doing the will of the Lord. People who follow after Yeshua because he gave them food, he healed their wounds, he blessed them. Why don't follow him? He's good. I mean, everything I need, I can ask him, he can bless me. But the idea of being believers is to follow his will, is to find his will. And it's quiet here. Probably something very important has happened here. So, John chapter 15. And please look at with me from verse 1 and on. It's a very powerful place of scripture. Powerful. Really powerful. And can we look at the slide, please? Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Oh. Good. When I choose this picture, I am trying to work with our stomachs also. So we can remember this message to look at this tasty wine. So if you will remember this, it will be good enough. So the Lord speaking, let it be here. I mean, it's a good picture. I like this. You can look sometimes and, okay, I need to eat something. So I'm the real vine, and my Father is the gardener. Every branch which is part of me, but fails to bear fruit. So be careful here. Can you look one more time? Which is part of me. So it's not something else. It's not the tree somewhere else. Every branch which is part of me, but fails to bear fruit, he cuts off. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. Come on. If you bear fruit, what's happened with you? I. So that it may bear more fruit. Right now, because of the word which I have spoken to you, you are pruned. Stay united with me as I with you. For just as a branch can't put forth fruit by itself, apart from the vine, so you can't bear fruit apart from me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who stay united with me, and I with them, you are the ones who bear much fruit. Because apart from me, you can't do a thing. Unless a person remains united with me, he is thrown away like a branch and dries up. Such branches are gathered and thrown into the fire, where they are burnt up. If you remain united with me, and my words with you, then ask whatever you want, and it will happen to you. This is how my Father is glorified, in your bearing much fruit. This is how you will prove to be my Talmidim. Be careful here. This is how you will prove to be my followers, my Talmidim. Just as my Father has loved me, I too have loved you. So stay in my love. If you keep my commands, you will stay in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and stay in his love. And verse 16. You did not choose me, I chose you. And I have commissioned you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last, so that forever you will ask from the Father in my name, he may give you. This is what I commanded you. Keep loving each other. Powerful. 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 So many things. I don't want to go through all the verses, because I remember I was a teacher in the One Bible School in Ukraine back then. And every morning we start with the John chapter 15. Every morning. Every time. And I can tell you, so deep chapter. Every morning, for years, we can find something new here. I just want to give a brief expression about it, brief explanation. I want to ask you, please, ask yourself now, what's the evidence that I am a believer? What's the evidence from this chapter? Bearing the fruit. What's the evidence of this vine? I want to ask you, what? Probably it's apple. Or maybe it's watermelon. What do you think? No, because it's obvious, it's wine. So if I'm a believer, something should be obvious. What do you think? I'm too. I want to show two main signs of to being believers. And let's analyze our hearts and let's be open with the Lord. So, first sign, stay in Yeshua, or in here this translation, stay united with him. I like more, stay in him, stay in me. From Greek language, it means wait, stay, live, be in, remain in, live in me. Be with me. Stay in my life, in my love. Be connected with me. It's first important thing in your life. You can win the world, but if you will damage your soul, what will you gain from it? You can go whatever you want. You can do everything. You can be hero for whole world. I remember I had funny clip in the internet. You remember, you put your face, and all the people in the old world like saying that you're a hero of the world, you save us. You can do everything you want, but if you will not stay connected with Yeshua, it will not bring you any good things. Stay connected with him. Be in his will. Be in his heart. Be near him always. Our life should be reflection of him, and it is possible only if we are close to him. And I like to have and to bring the example of the moon. You know, it's dead. It has nothing inside of it. Moon, our moon. But it gives us light in the night. It shines on our lives. Why? Only one reason. Because it reflects the sun. It reflects the sun. This is why it's shining. The same with us. We are dead without Yeshua. We are nothing. I'm sorry to tell it. You're beautiful. You're everything. But reality, we don't have light in us. We have only darkness. Scripture says we are dead without Him. We were dead, now we are alive because of Him, His Spirit. So stay connected with me, Yeshua said. And He promised us the Holy Spirit, and you know this story about Him. He told us, I will be with you forever. So you are sitting here, and Holy Spirit remains in you. You are going to the work, and Holy Spirit remains in you. You are sleeping. Can you imagine? The Holy Spirit lives in you. He is working in your heart during your night time. You are doing something here, and Holy Spirit here. He knows everything about your life. He is with you. He is perfect. And second, bearing the fruit. Let's say together, bearing the fruit. And I want to read from verse 2. Every branch which is part of me but fails to bear fruit, he cuts off. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it may bear more fruit. This is a serious warning from Yeshua. He himself cuts off branches that do not bear fruit. So be careful with it, look about it, pray about it, and bear the fruit for the Lord. I want to speak to everyone who has difficulties and trials in your life. If you have some times of difficulties, and if you love the Lord with all your hearts, I want to tell you something. Difficulties sometimes coming from two things. First of all, from our sins and mistakes of our past. Sometimes we pay the price of our problems. But also, second part of it, sometimes this is the time of pruning. You remember Job when his friends came to him and begin to prove him that he's sinner. You remember? You are sinner, you are sinner, you are sinner. He said, come on guys, go home, talk to your wives. I'm tired of you. Because they missed the point. It was not the sin, it was the pruning. Time of pruning to his life. And Yeshua gave us the great promise, and I want to assure you, according to the scriptures, I want to assure you, every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. It's not joyful. It's not wonderful. I would say it's hard time, but he's working inside of us. He's shaping us in His image. He circumcises our hearts. And this is the difficult part, but it's great. When I'm thinking about spiritual circumcision, about pruning, immediately I remember in the time of time in wilderness, 40 years in wilderness. It was an unpleasant experience. The easiest way is to purchase the tickets and through the airplane, like to depart from Egypt to the promised land. But 40 years he led them there. Why? Because he prunes the Israel. He prunes them. Without the pruning, without the wilderness, is no future for Israel. In our lives, the same. And I want to tell you, it is not easy time. And Scripture says, if you have difficulties, pray. Pray for one another. Stay together. Don't laugh from people who has difficulties. Don't rejoice over them. Because who knows? You can be next. Pray. Pray. He is master. He can come anytime. And he wants to have fruits in our life. He is our master. And I think the best condition in times of sorrow and trial is to trust in God and His will and hope, keep the hope in the future. So I have a lot of more, but I want to really finish with the idea. Bear the fruit. Two kind of fruits I want to touch. First, inward fruit, inside of your hearts. This is the fruits of the Spirit. You remember them. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, self-control. This is not gifts from the Lord. This is the fruits from the Lord. This is not gifts of the Spirit. This is the fruits of the Spirit. You know the difference between gifts and the fruits? I know a little bit. When somebody brings you a branch of wine, this is the gift. Now you should put it into the ground and grow it. And after you will have beautiful vineyard. This is the fruits. Gifts does not take time. It's just immediately by faith. But fruits, it's taking time. Taking time. And second part of the fruits, it's our ministry to the Lord. This is outward fruit. First, it's about our character, qualities. Second, it's about giving to others. And love, it's always giving. It's not receiving, it's giving. I believe you can't minister to the Lord with impure heart. But if you have Him in your heart, you can't stay in your place. You want a ministry. It's natural. It's hard to know Him without ministering to Him. Amen. So I want to stop here because we don't have any more time. I have many more ideas, but I don't want to stop here. I want to stop with a prayer for you. If you find yourself in the time and moments when you are so busy in your life, and this simple idea to get focused on the Lord somewhere else, it's not present anymore in your life, I want to call you to get right with the Lord. I want to call you to stay in the right position with the Lord. Because he's doing His work. Also, I want to pray for you if you have difficult times and maybe you're in the wilderness and you don't feel the presence of the Lord or you don't feel something. I want to tell you, sometimes it's happened. After each valley, if you will walk, we will have a mountain. So don't stay in the valley. Go. If you're in the desert time, go. Soon you will have water. The Lord is protecting you. The Lord has vision for you. The Lord has plans for you. He don't stop working with you. If you have pain, ouch! Maybe He's pruning your soul. Maybe you have tension very before you have nice peace. Maybe the Lord is there now. He's working with you. This is why you have tension. Just pay attention for what He's doing in your life. Maybe He's showing you who you are. Sometimes He's showing me when I'm thinking about myself, I'm so great person. Boom! Miracle. I call it miracle mirror in the scriptures. It's me, yes, it's you. It's you. This is the time of repentance, of confession, of going again with the Lord. So I want to pray for you if you're in this time. And if you're new to the Lord, if you've never been accepting the Lord in your heart, I want to invite you to accept Him in your life. Accept Him in your life. Invite Him. So let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for wonderful time, for opportunities to be your ministers, Lord. Thank you for time of love, for time of fellowship with you and with each other. Lord, bless us. Help us to keep our walk with you, Lord. Help us to keep your commandments and to act accordingly, Lord. Thank you for your pruning in our lives, Lord. Lord, we need your blessings, Lord. We need your help. We need your Lord. Bless us. Fill us with your water. Fill us with your spirit, Lord. Help us to follow you, Lord. And please, forgive us for every word not from you. For every step not from you. Please forgive us for our thoughts is not pleasant to you, Lord. Please forgive us. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. We confess everything to you, Lord. And we trust you. You our Lord and you our Savior. You our Master. And we are your servants. Thank you, Lord, for everything. B'shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. So let's stand together and let's finish with the prayers. Aaron, prayers. Please not be alone. Be with somebody. Let's pray together. Hallelujah. Yivrechecha Adonai. Veishmerecha Yaher Adonai Panavelecha Vihunecha Isa Adonai Пана велеха, веясем леха, шалом. Thank you, Lord, for your face. Thank you for your light. Thank you for your life, Lord. Please bless us with your light, Lord. Bless us with your life. Fill us with your presence.